2042, and 20 years thereafter. That's a different process that will look very similar to the one you've just gone through. The amendment process is not that. You will have that choice if BART chooses something that is not within this definition.
And the last area I wanted to hit on is the TOD part. And again, for some of you who weren't here earlier, I'll say it again. You know, Union City was one of the two lead plaintiffs against the state of California on the redevelopment issue. So that for me to sit here and say, oh, you know, I don't know anything about redevelopment, I don't know anything about TOD, is complete crap. So, yes, it did come out of there, Lori, because, you know, where it went? It went to AC Transit. Now, I didn't hear anybody else say, oh, no, don't give any more money to AC Transit. That, you know, we can't do that. Nobody said that. But we have confidence that we're going to be able to, you know, Scott and I said on MTC, we have confidence that there's going to be money coming out of the unplanned Bay Area, that there's going to be money coming toward PDAs, TODs, and I don't think that that is enough to go through another 18-hour discussion on TODs. I think we should move forward. I would, Larry, you want to make your motion? You guys want to say something? Okay. Larry wanted to get us out of here, man. He knows the game's happening. Okay, I just kidding. Okay, Scott, take it.
I got a budget meeting.
All right. Let me tell you about your budget. You know, I'm going to try not to run through everything that I spoke about earlier today. But one of the things that I heard was, and first of all, I want to thank members of the community, labor unions, for being out here and the staff. I mean, I opened up the last meeting, you know, dropping down these two things and saying what a phenomenal job staff has done. In the meantime, they've merged two agencies, saving the taxpayers $3 million, which doesn't seem to get talked about much, but that's real money, and our staff is doing a great job, and I want to say that. I got to get the people of Livermore out of here pretty quick, because right now it doesn't look like they'll get home until about 10:45.
So, commission at 6:30 in Dover.
Well, this is more important.
That's right.
You're at the beginning of the commission.
That's why I'm here.
Okay, good. So let me just real quick, I'm gonna run through a few things that I wanna say. You know, first of all, I do wanna say this, that I think that one of the BART directors got up and threw out a $1.2 billion cost. Well, let's drop the soft costs from, I think 45 soft costs in that project, from 45 to 30% soft costs. That gets you down to 800 right now. I don't know why we have to pay for a maintenance facility, so that needs to be talked about. I'm not quite sure why we have to buy new cars just to get from Pleasanton to Livermore. I know we need a car replacement program, but I don't think just because we're going a few more miles down the road, we gotta go all of a sudden go out and buy 20 new cars. I mean, I'm not a BART director, there may be a good reason. But again, I want to say, because I want to make sure Tom hears this, I think BART is a well-ran organization. On the other side, they have some pretty significant problems with their state of good repair. This measure puts $90 million towards that. Now, BART can go to other counties in their community and say, look, you need to pony up, Alameda County did. We put money towards operating. I got to looking at the taxes on this thing. And I started thinking, you know, the little town of Livermore and the taxes that they generate. I thought, you know, if we wanted to get close to just maybe a population of Oakland, and I'm not picking on Oakland, I want to make that clear, Larry. But, and I'm serious, I'm not. But the little trough we have down in the Tri-Valley, that generates about $3.5 million in taxes. $35.8 million in taxes. Compared to Oakland, who has about 100,000 people more, maybe 150,000 people more, and they're only generating 27. So, you know, it's a difference of 8, okay? So, I think there needs to be a little bit of love to the people in the Tri-Valley. I mean, they're not all walking around in cowboy boots riding horses. You know, for my colleague from Berkeley, and I'm not referring to the one to the right to me, but the one in front of me, you know, I think it would be easy for it'd be easy for me to sit down and pick on BART to Livermore, but in the way I look at it, you know, we're kind of similar. We both have labs, only I have one more. I have no BART stations, and you have 3. It doesn't seem fair to me. I think it's time that we take care of Livermore. And again, as I think most, which continually comes to me over and over and over and over, is I almost kind of slide down when we say, we've been paying for this for 46 years, we deserve it. Well, you know what? Something's a little bit more important to me, and I really believe at some point we get to this point in transportation planning, and I think maybe with SB 375 and One Bay Area, we're getting close, but we need to think of public health. And quite frankly, I'm really tired of the people who live in Livermore, Pleasanton, and Dublin choking on exhaust fumes from people that are leaving this county, that come to jobs, you know, in this county or pass through this county, or they're generating pollution on the 880 corridor and it's coming over. And then I've got kids that can't complete a PE class because they can't breathe and they forgot their inhaler. So you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sitting here and I'm not saying, you know what, I need 12 more lanes on the highway. I'm saying I need an electrified rail train that will move mass quantities of people and get them out of their car. And if you look, I believe Tom Bart's holding about 350,000 people a day.
Maybe 60.
Okay.
Maybe
360. 360,000 people a day are riding BART. You know, there was some vision. Some people had some vision in the 1950s to say, you know what, we need to look at this electrified rail train. You know what? BART to Livermore is a needed project now, but it is also a visionary project. And so I think that when we look at this measure, I think we've vetted everything we possibly can. And I do go back to my comment that if you want to hold BART to a standard of saying, you know what, your description is too defined, well, then I'm going to say you got to do that same thing for every other project in this measure, because there's a lot of really defined measures. And the one that I'd like to point to again is the East Bay Greenway, a project I love. I have no desire to take that project out, but that's extremely well defined. So, you know, I think Mark, you know, he cut the he talked about the TOD and the One Bay Area program that we're going through right now. Yesterday, we took $10 million of capital money and moved it towards operating for AC Transit. Yesterday, we made through One Bay Area grants available $30 million for only the four largest transit agencies to compete for. AC's there. You know, we are not supposed to, at this table, solve all the transportation problems and build all the projects with every dime we have. We can't do that. We still need partners to do it. So if somebody comes to me right now and says BART is not fully funded, it's not supposed to be. Because there's other people that are supposed to step to the table, the state, the federal government, MTC, everybody's supposed to step to the table and help us get this thing done. So, thank you, but I was just about to wrap up, but I can keep talking. So I want to thank all my colleagues here, the ones that have really been steadfast in this project, and they understand the value. So with that, I'm going to allow Ruth to call the question.
We have no motion, and I haven't had a chance to speak yet.
I know everybody has their own thing. I'd like to see a beautiful woman in about 30 minutes myself, but you know, that's not going to happen either. All right, so let's get down to real important stuff. So, okay, Nate, you're up.
Yeah, I'll be really, really brief.
We have something else in mind.
6 hours. Yeah, I know this is really curious, but I just have a few quick things to say because I think the steering committee heard what I had to say earlier today. I'm not going to repeat that, except I just want to say once again, I think when we look at this plan, you know, a few things I just pulled out. I'm not going to pull out all of them again, but I just said, like with the B3, we're getting over $264 million into three regional trail projects: Iron Horse, Bay Trail, East Bay Greenway. B2, we had two capital bike projects and pedestrian projects worth about $10 million. With this measure, if you add up all of the bike, pedestrian programs and projects, you look at transit, you look at paratransit, we're talking over $1 billion was in B2. B3, we're talking $4.6 billion roughly. So I'm just pulling those out as illustrious points because, you know, like I said earlier, maybe I'm just too close to this because I've been on the ad hoc committee and steering committee and I'm just tired. But I also think I've got a lot of clarity on this, and I think reasonable people will disagree, but reasonable people also reach consensus. And I think there's more in this for everybody if we all come together and support it. if folks choose not to support it, I just think that's a very unfortunate thing. So I'm with Larry. I think we need to move this forward today. We don't need to have any more discussion about it. We just need to move it forward, and we'll see where the chips fall.
Yeah, I've got Olda, Fareed, and Jennifer on quick comments.
Very quickly, I think again, I'm going to support this. It's fair and as equitable as we can be. And I think it's important to remember, a lot of us did compromise at this table.
Good.
I mean, right. We moved very far. So to that extent, I want to thank the groups out there, Transform, Genesis. They met with me several times. And on particularly on the student bus pass, you had a tremendous impact. So I'm ready to get this done.
Right.
To move into
good.
The next.
Free, Jennifer,
I just want my fellow colleagues to know that I have been engaged, and while I'm not commenting now, I did earlier today, and I'm ready to move forward.
Good. Free, quickly.
Well, I just want to say that, again, as a transportation professional for a lot more years than I've been a council member or mayor, I'm looking at this from a very broad view, not from just my community. I agree with a lot of the comments that have been made. Scott, all projects should be treated equally. If we're putting in accountability and safeguards, we also have the interest and assurance of funding that particular need, and I think that applies equally to the BART to Livermore, the Youth Pass, both of those. I think I've seen the same issues, and I pushed for that on both of them. As far as transportation, jobs, and housing, that came up earlier. And again, my position is if we cut everybody's commute distance in half, if its jobs are closer, that's half as many cars on the road. That's huge, which is kind of links to TOD. And I'm a little bit disappointed at losing funds out of TOD. If it were up to me, I'd say, what the heck, take it out of highways. Because that leads to another entirely different issue that goes beyond what the county has control over, which is the state gas user fee that needs reform. Won't dwell on that. That's a whole other issue. At the end of the day, I think the only wording change I would suggest here in the BART to Livermore, I don't know about the changing within to near, but then it talks about the I-80 corridor freeway alignment. I'd take out the word freeway alignment, just because in a traffic engineering perspective, that's talking about right-of-way limits, and there may be spots where you don't want to be constrained to the right-of-way. But, and again, that's intended as something to increase the flexibility of the project and help it.
All right, Larry.
So go ahead and make a motion.
Okay, Larry, well, you're on.
Who's going to make the motion?
I move approval of the...
We had two things at the right, Ruth, about the Broadway Jackson language change.
In the language
and the successful
and,
potential.
And successful instead of potential.
Good. And that's your motion, Ruth, with those two changes?
Does the motion include the staff recommendation that the TOD will be backfilled from the One Bay Area Grant Program?
No.
Ruthie, the game's over. Ruthie made the motion. Okay, roll call quickly.
Director Greg Harper.
Yes.
Supervisor Scott Haggerty.
Aye.
Councilmember Marvin Peixoto.
Aye.
Supervisor Wilma Chan.
Yes.
Supervisor Nate Miley.
Certainly.
Supervisor Keith Carson.
No.
Vice Mayor Bonta.
Yes.
Mayor Javendale.
Aye.
Director Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Capitelli.
Yeah.
Mayor Sobrante.
Aye.
Councilmember Atkin.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Chan.
Yes.
Councilmember Henson.
Aye.
Mayor Marchand.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Freitas. Councilmember Reed?
Yes.
Councilmember Kaplan?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Chang?
Yes.
Mayor Hosterman?
Yes.
Councilmember Starostia?
Aye.
Mayor Green?
Yes.
Mr. The chair, the vote is...
The motion is carried.
25-1, 1 no and 1 absent.
The motion is carried.
The motion is carried.
Motion carried. I want to thank again everybody for staying around for this. Actually, we have more commission meetings.
We need a quorum for at least one more action.
Okay, hang on here. The action item. Okay. We have 7B LBD CTC Title 6 Assurance for NTC. No, that one? Which one?
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
7B. Do you have a staff report on that? Sorry, 20 seconds on the request.
On the legislation?
No, forget the legislation.
On 7B, it is required for us to receive MTC funds. It's simply a complaint procedure. It's set out. Vote yes.
Moved by Joyce, second by Rebecca. We have enough votes after the unanimous vote. 7C, now we go to the legislative program.
Staff recommends approval of the 2012 legislative program as approved for PPLC.
25.
Moved. We'll give it to Jennifer and Tom on the second as approved. 8A, approval of advanced programming. This is for bike center program. Any, what?
Second.
Okay, move second there. Do we have the stiff exchange proposal? Any questions on that? All right, move by Olden, Tom on the second as approved. Finance Administration Commission, Adam, do we have the final draft audited basic financial statement? John, make that make.
I move the item.
Way to go, John. And we'll give it to Reed on the second. Signal item. Thanks for helping us out, Reed, early. The Adams approval there. We have 9B, acceptance of the ACCMA, the draft.
Move the item.
All right. Same to you on that one. Get you an answer approval. Any member reports at this point? I hope not. Thank you. Any staff reports? Don't take an hour. Good. We're done. We'll see you next month, February 23rd. Thanks, everybody.
On behalf of Whitmore, thank you very much.